purpose of life. This is an interesting subject. This is sort of a subject that I never actually even thought about until I was in my 40s, and I never even started figuring out until I was in my late 50s. Life has always, in my case, been really simple. I am amazed at how many people think I'm smart and creative. But see, what happens is I didn't realize until I was teaching the Ultramind that I'm one of those guys that just accidentally stumbled into my path starting about the age of 7 years old in 1950 when I started taking martial arts. And I just loved it so much that everything I did past that point just kept me in that mode. Most people, it's been proven psychologically that their dreams and all their desires and all their wishes, if they're not in their mode where they want to go and where they feel good going, they start dying out about the age of 25. And by the time they're 30, you know, they're stuck in a job for life because they don't have a purpose in life. They have nothing that pulls them forward. It's like the carrot technique that people talk about, and it's like the stick technique that people talk about. You know, a carrot is a purpose in life. It leads you forward. A stick is what you're running away from. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be broke. And so because I don't want to be broke, I'll take the only job that I can find or the job that gives me the most money. And so these people have a lot of stress in their life, and they end up with all these things that we're actually teaching how to solve in this Ultramind Silva course, which is, you know, health benefits. It's the abundance part. It's the relationships parts. It's all those things that we're talking about. I'm married to a fantastic lady. And once I figured out things like purpose in life, I looked at her life and I went, my gosh, she's got it. This is a woman, Lynn, that wanted to be a school teacher all of her life. And everything that she did led her towards teaching school. And she loved to teach kids in the junior high school realm and also in the grade school realm. And she's following me around because I'm doing all my businesses. And I'll do a business and I can run it for about 6 or 8 years, make a lot of money. Then I get bored and I sell it and make some money. And I move someplace else and do something else, which is usually the same business, but in a different location. And anyway, so she follows me. And so we open up headquarters in Idaho. And there wasn't any job for school teachers in Idaho. So it took her about 3 months to find one. And so she still got a job when no one else could, because it seemed like because she was such a good teacher, she found a job when no one else could find a job. Then a couple years later, she was voted most outstanding teacher for the state of Idaho. So I retired back there in 1980 the first time, sat around for about 3 years, and I decided to go for a doctorate in Colorado. And so I opened up another business in Colorado Springs, and you know, my wife goes with me, and there's no teaching jobs there either, but she found one, but it took about 2 weeks this time, and she got hired there. I guess that credential she had from Idaho sure helped a bit. But a couple years later, she got Teacher of the Year in Colorado, too. And then in 87, I retired again, moved back to Oregon, where it's nice and quiet, not many people. I get to ride my motorcycle, shoot my guns, do things that are fun for me, and still teach the people I want to teach how I want to teach them. And there wasn't any jobs in Oregon, but she found a job, and it took her about another 2 weeks this time to find a job, no problem at all. And guess what? In a couple of years, she got Teacher of the Year in Oregon, too. And so when you look at her and you look at school and, you know, how she's totally enthusiastically driven to have these kids learn and grow and achieve, and she's just full of life. She's just full of life. In most of her areas of life, she's just very, very good and very, very happy at it. And it's her purpose in life that's keeping her happy, keeping her determined, keeping her youthful. And it does pay off really good for her. Now, on the other hand, I have a really good friend. I've known this guy for like 29 years. Fantastic cook. Grew up. He wanted to cook. He wanted to run restaurants. And he actually did that for other people. He cooked and he ran restaurants. But he hadn't learned how to do what we call being at your center, making decisions at your center. So pretty soon he was just, I call it being a slave wage. He was working for somebody else, making minimum wage, doing their job for them as they pulled in the money. This is a concept that we came up a long time ago with. When we hire employees, we just say, hey, look at that house up on the hill there. You like that? You like that swimming pool up there? You like all that other stuff up there? And the guy goes, yes, I do, I do. And you just look at him and say, well, you just keep working hard for me and pretty soon I'll own it. Okay, and that's basically what happens with most people is they end up working for somebody else and somebody else owns it. But if you find your purpose in life, then you'll find out using those laws that Jose was talking about, and you take that first step, and it's pretty easy to do, that means you're on the right step. If you take your second step, and it's easier to do, that means better that you're on the right step. But if it gets more difficult to do, that means you're on the wrong step.